B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast. We're live at LIGO, baby. That's a club in LA.
Hey, we have a lot to get to and not a lot of time to do it. So today's daily Rap Party Podcast will probably be a little short, but also somewhat serious, Roy, as you brought something to the show today that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I called my mom a few days ago and she was in tears because her doctor died. And not only did he just die, but it made national news on how he died.
Yeah,
and
why was that? Very dramatic.
Yeah, he got murdered by a gang lord kingpin in Belize while on a fly fishing tour.
Did you use enough buzzwords to describe the killing?
Right? Like, none of that sounds believable.
I know.
And then you see it in the news and you're like, oh my gosh, this poor guy had a family. He was on vacation
like a movie
with his
plot,
family.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
I even heard they called them pirates at one
point.
Yeah,
at one point. Well, I think there was a lot of confusion of who killed them.
Yeah.
Because they were near the water they found the body in the water.
Yeah.
So they thought maybe it was pirates.
And it was just your mom's doctor, her cardiologist, and
this is the doctor that saved her life. She had a massive heart attack, and he's the one who went in and saved her life.
And she would still go to him. It wasn't like a surgeon at the hospital.
She was still going to him. Didn't she say she had an appointment in like 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yeah. And she just saw him like 4 months ago.
Yeah. That was a really good question that you asked your mom, because that kind of puts it in perspective. Like, when was she planning on seeing him again? And now she's not going to.
Yeah, I know. Now she has to find a new doctor.
Well, she said in that chat we had with her live on the radio this morning that there's other surgeons there and they're going to try and figure out which patients are going to go to what surgeon.
And one thing that, like, I thought about, because he got murdered Sunday. Think about all the patients that showed up Monday. How do you explain that?
And did word get back?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That quickly. I mean, he's in Belize.
Yeah.
And I guess he was due back.
Oh, if he wasn't, like, I mean, by Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
How do you explain, like the staff is grieving, his staff, the nurses, and then they got to tell all the patients, oh, by the way, the person that saved your life has been murdered, you know, in Belize.
Yeah. And apparently the doctor was just caught in the crossfire. There was a beef between the guy who was running his fishing trip for him and somebody else, this drug lord.
Yeah, kingpin.
And it's just amazing, and it's so sad no matter when you read or when you see on the news that an American was killed in a foreign country in a brutal way like that.
Yeah.
Not the Dominican Republic way where it's like some mysterious thing.
No, it's like brutal murdering. Yeah.
Yes, and to know, to have a connection like we did through your mom this morning was really powerful radio. If you didn't hear it, you've got to go listen to the MRL Show podcast, the actual show, which you can get, by the way, commercial-free, song-free. Just an hour and 20 minutes of MRL in your face. But you can hear the interview there that we did with your mom this morning.
Yeah, and she was even choking up, man. I felt bad. I could hear my – I know my mom's cried. I could hear that she was very much so in tears when she was talking to us.
Yeah, it's really is a sad thing. And you know, then they have to fly the body back. And then you – like,
and then think about his family who, by the way, didn't go on –
but they were in Belize.
They were in Belize, but they didn't go on the fishing tour.
Mm-hmm.
So they were at the resort. I don't even know I would believe that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, somebody would come and be like, oh, your husband got murdered. I'd be like, yeah, right, he's on a fishing tour. When he comes back.
Or, like, did it go down where he didn't come back at the time that they thought he was going to, and then they sent somebody out looking?
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because how would they have known who he was?
Obviously, the boat's not coming back because the captain's not coming back.
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's a whole crazy circumstance.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It really is, man, and it puts it in perspective. And I'm trying to think, like, if I knew anybody that was a big part of national news. You know, I know my dad was an airline pilot for TWA and retired. And when that airplane blew up off the TWA plane blew up off the coast of Long Island, my dad grieved because there was two crews on there, one flying and one deadheading over to, and he knew two or three of the pilots.
Yeah. I mean, I clearly met the doctor because I was there the day when my mom had a massive heart attack. You know?
Yeah.
I knew the guy. It sucks.
And then we got a text message too from someone who said that their dad got a hip replacement from a doctor, and that doctor was like 2 days later after the hip replacement arrested for murder.
You crazy. Know what that sounds like? A podcast that I'm listening to called Dr. Death.
Oh yeah?
It's crazy.
Is that Dr. Death on BeePodStudios.com?
I don't know. It's on Apple Podcasts.
Well, we did tell you that today's wrap party was going to be short. We had a lot of fun today, obviously, but I think we'll just leave it at that conversation that sometimes reality just smacks you in your face and a national news story really hits home.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of Roanoke things have made national news. Like before, when I lived there, it was sleepy. Mm-hmm. Like nothing really happened. Man, our news reporters got murdered on live net TV, which that got national news, and this happened. And
Would the Virginia Tech shooting Virginia be considered Tech shootings, Roanoke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's 20 minutes from Roanoke. That is Roanoke, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the school shooting there, Roanoke is, it seems like every few years something happens and they make national news.
Well, it's sad.
With a tragedy.
Okay. Make sure you tell everyone that the Rap Party podcast is now daily. We've gone from weekly to daily. Now, the good news is that we're daily. The bad news is that we're due to be off next week at this time, so there'll be no Rap Party podcast, but there'll be one through next Wednesday.
Yeah. And this Rap Party podcast was brought to you by hopefully your business. If you're an owner, contact us.
Yes. Elizabeth.Nifong at BBGI.com. Advertise with us.
Or just send us a DM. We'll hook you up.
DM us, yes. Be part of the MRL Show advertising fam. Loren?
Yes?
Your life's a mess. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's podcast.
Good times.
All right.
Bye.
All right, guys. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.